It's the Power Brekkie Show. Josh and Maddie and The Bachelor returned to our screens last night.
Oh, yes, it did, in a very big way, of course.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a steamy season I reckon this is going to be.
Well, you know, this one, it's all about love, things like that. People in lockdown. And Jimmy is our bachelor this year. He's a pilot or flight officer.
Yeah.
And he joins us on the phone after his big debut on our screens last night. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How was it? How was it watching yourself? Were you watching yourself?
I was watching myself, yeah. It's a bit weird. Once you get used to the sound of your own voice, I was reliving night one all over again because it's a bit of a whirlwind night one, and I couldn't actually remember much of the night. So,
yeah.
And of course, seeing everything that unfolded behind the scenes is always interesting as well.
Yeah, true, because you get to see what the girls are saying behind your back, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, obviously, the first episode is always about the entrances, things like that. We saw some love cake and someone sit you down in an airplane chair. I was wondering, if it was the other way around, say you were going to present yourself to a bachelorette, what would you have done? Like throw a paper plane or something?
I would probably steer clear of the whole pilot thing out of fear of coming off as a bit of a wanker. So I would probably go with... I love motorbikes, so I'd probably come in on a motorbike and do something like that.
Oh, be the bad boy.
Yeah,
be the bad boy, yeah.
Yeah, what was more intimidating for you, obviously, that first time that you had to send someone home? Was it having to meet all the girls in the first place or the rose ceremony and telling someone to leave? Which one did you find more difficult?
The rose ceremonies always suck, but I think probably just meeting everyone on the red carpet is pretty scary. Just sort of have to go off my gut feeling, and that's how I was feeling on the night.
This season, are we going to see some more realistic dates, you know, some COVID dates, maybe some Netflix and chill or some ice cream eating on the couch? Or what can we expect this season date-wise?
I would have loved to have gone to like an open-air cinema or something like that, but unfortunately it's not great content watching. Two people watch a movie.
It's like Gogglebox, yeah.
Yeah, so look, you can expect some really exciting dates. Of course, you've probably seen the teaser that I took someone flying for the first date, which I definitely wanted to do. But I'm right into motorbike. Anything with an engine, I love. So expect a real action-packed kind of setup for the dates. But also, at the end of each day, you do get a chance to sit down and just hang out and have that kind of more romantic time as well and have a bit of a chat.
More romantic with cameras pointing right in your face, am I right?
Yeah, with cameras a metre away from you and 20 grown men staring at you. grown men and women, actually. Probably the women are more intimidating. It's crazy.
To finish it up, obviously one of my favourite bits of Bachelor is Osher at the Rose Ceremony doing the "you must leave now." Can you give us your best Osher impression?
Katrina, I'm sorry. She's not receiving a rose.
That's pretty
good. That's so good.
That's good. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye to you. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us. The Bachelor continues tonight on Channel 10 at 7:30. Thanks once again.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.